On Tuesday, Tennessee joined Texas as something of a legal laboratory for confronting the Supreme Court's doctrine on legalized abortion. The state's Amendment 1 gives the state legislature authority to regulate abortion in ways that might make it to the Supreme Court, as is already the case in Texas. Historically, Tennessee has had more liberal rules on abortion compared to its neighbors in the South. A CDC survey found that about a quarter of the abortions performed in Tennessee in 2010 were for women who lived outside of the state. May Beavers is a Republican senator from the Mount Juliet area outside of Nashville. Senator Beavers, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on to explain.
How much of this is a corrective, a sort of public health issue, and how much of this is an attempt to do what is going on in Texas right now, really pushing the envelope on what regulations shall be permitted for abortions?
Well, first of all, I think it's an attempt to make abortion, since we have them with Roe versus Wade, safe for women. You know, we have seen horror stories of the filth in some of the abortion clinics and things like that. So we want to clean that up. We want to make sure that these abortion clinics have to be licensed, have to have health inspections. We want to make sure the patient has informed consent before they get an abortion. Just the things that we expect right now when we go in for any medical procedure. Those are some of the things that we're looking at.
Is it your view that you don't want to do anything to make it more difficult for a woman to get an abortion?
I want to make it possible for a woman to be fully informed of what she is about to do, just like I am informed when I go into the hospital for any other medical procedure. I want to make sure that the women go to a place that is safe, that is clean, and, you know, that she realizes what she's doing.
Would you suggest that the impact of these laws in Tennessee would be to reduce the number of clinics, of abortion procedure centers in the state of Tennessee? Would that be the intent in some way, or possibly the consequence?
I guess one possible consequence is that when a woman has all of the information, she could decide against having an abortion. Right now in Tennessee, a woman can come across our state line from another state that has more restrictions and have an abortion and return home that day without even thinking about what she's doing. You know, even if you go in for, you know, any other procedure, you have time to think about it. You have informed consent on how it might affect you with maybe your medical problems. These women do not have that in Tennessee right now. Therefore, one in four women in Tennessee who are receiving abortions here are from out of state. We're a go-to state when it comes to abortion.
Senator Beavers, do you understand how it might sound cruel for you to say that women are crossing a state line to have an abortion without even thinking about what they're doing? I mean, it's certainly the case that for any woman, an abortion is a serious procedure that certainly involves all kinds of personal consequences that they must have thought about, right?
Well, possibly, and I'm not sure. They're in a situation where I think it's hard for them to think, you know, about all of the little details of what they're doing. And I think that's why they need to be fully informed before they have the procedure.
You know, extending the Affordable Care Act, the Medicaid procedures for the Affordable Care Act would certainly have allowed more people in Tennessee to get surgically appropriate abortion procedures. Why did Tennessee choose not to do that?
Tennessee has not joined the expanded Medicaid program under Obamacare. You know, it's a decision that we made. I'm personally against Obamacare, and the expansion means that, yes, we would get more federal money, but in the long run, it would be in our lap after a few years.
All right, Senator Beavers, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senator May Beavers is a Republican state senator in the Tennessee legislature.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.